Hello everybody and welcome back to a new week with Daily Bread for Busy Moms, a Bible reading podcast from Israel. This is Harriet and I will be your reader today. And today we have Sunday the 29th of November or the 13th of Kislev on the Hebrew calendar. The new parasha for this week is called Vayishlach, and that means He sent. And the portion from the Torah is Genesis 32, verse 3 through verse 12. If you have a translation of the Bible that uses the Hebrew verse counting, it would be chapter 32, verses 4 through 13. Please join me in blessing the Lord and thanking Him for giving us His word. Blessed are you, Lord our God, King of the universe, who gives the Torah of truth and the good news of salvation to His people Israel and to all peoples through His Son, Yeshua the Messiah, our Master. Then Jacob sent messengers before him to his brother Esau, to the land of Seir, the field of Edom. He also commanded them, saying, "This is what you should say to my lord, to Esau. This is what your servant Jacob said. I have been staying with Laban and have lingered until now. Now I've come to possess oxen and donkeys, flocks, male servants and female servants. I sent word to tell my lord in order to find favor in your eyes." The messengers returned to Jacob, saying, "We went to your brother, to Esau, and he also is coming out to meet you, and 400 men with him." So Jacob became extremely afraid and distressed. He divided the people with him, along with the flocks and herds and camels, into two camps, because he thought, "If Esau comes to one camp and strikes it, the camp that is left will escape." Then Jacob said, "O God of my father Abraham, O God of my father Isaac, Lord who said to me, 'Return to your land and to your relatives, and I will do good with you,' I am unworthy of all the proofs of mercy and of all the dependability that you have shown to your servant. For with only my staff I crossed over this Jordan, and now I've become two camps. Deliver me, please, from my brother's hand, from Esau's hand, for I'm afraid of him, that he'll come and strike me, the mothers with the children. You yourself said, 'I will most certainly do good with you, and will make your seed like the sand of the sea that cannot be counted because of its abundance.'" That was Genesis 32, verse 3 to 12. Our portion from the prophets is today 1 Samuel chapters 12 and 13. Then Samuel said to all Israel, "Behold, I have listened to your voice in all you said to me, and have set a king over you. Now here is the king who will go before you while I am old and gray. Also here are my sons with you. I have gone before you from my youth to this day. Here I am. Witness against me before the Lord and before his anointed. Whose ox have I taken, or whose donkey have I taken? Whom have I defrauded, and or whom have I oppressed? From whose hand have I taken a bribe to look the other way? I will restore it to you." They replied, "You have not defrauded us or oppressed us or taken anything from anyone's hand." Then he said to them, "The Lord is then a witness against you, and his anointed is a witness this day that you have not found anything in my hand." "He is a witness," they replied. Then Samuel said to the people, "It is the Lord who appointed Moses and Aaron and who brought your fathers up from the land of Egypt. So now stand still so that I may plead with you before the Lord concerning all the righteous acts of the Lord which he did for you and your fathers. When Jacob entered Egypt, and your fathers cried out to the Lord, then the Lord sent Moses and Aaron, who brought your fathers out of Egypt and settled them in this place. But they forgot the Lord their God, so he gave them over into the hand of Sisera, captain of the army of Hazor, into the hand of the Philistines, and into the hand of the king of Moab, who fought against them. So they cried out to the Lord and said, "We have sinned, because we have forsaken the Lord and have worshipped the Baalim and the Ashtaroth. But now deliver us from the hand of our enemies, and we will worship you." Then the Lord sent Jerubbaal, Bedan, Jephthah, and Samuel, and delivered you from the hand of your enemies on every side, so that you might live securely. But when you saw Nahash, king of the Ammonites, marching against you, you said to me, "No, but a king must reign over us, even though the Lord your God is your king." Now therefore, here is the king whom you have chosen and whom you have asked for, and behold, the Lord has set him as king over you. If you fear the Lord and worship him and listen to his voice and do not rebel against the command of the Lord, then both you as well as the king who reigns over you will be following the Lord your God. But if you do not listen to the voice of the Lord and rebel against the command of the Lord, then the hand of the Lord will be against you and against your fathers. Now stand by and see this great thing that the Lord will do before your eyes. Is it not wheat harvest season today? I will call to the Lord that he may send thunder and rain. Then you will know and see that your wickedness is great, which you have done in the sight of the Lord by asking for yourselves a king. So Samuel prayed to the Lord, and the Lord sent thunder and rain that day. Then all the people greatly feared the Lord and Samuel. And all the people said to Samuel, "Pray for your servants to the Lord your God, that we would not die, for we have added to all our sins this evil by asking for ourselves a king." Samuel said to the people, "Fear not. Indeed, you have done all this evil. Yet do not turn aside from following the Lord, but worship the Lord with all your heart. Do not turn aside to go after empty things that cannot profit or deliver, for they are futile. For the Lord will not forsake his people for his great name's sake, because it has pleased the Lord to make you a people to himself. Moreover, as for me, far be it from me that I should sin against the Lord by ceasing to pray for you. Yet I will keep instructing you in the good and straight way. Only fear the Lord and worship him in truth with all your heart, considering how magnificently he has dealt with you. But if you persist in acting wickedly, you will be swept away, both you and your king." Saul was 30 years old when he began to reign, and he reigned for 42 years over Israel. Now Saul chose for himself 3,000 men of Israel, of which 2,000 were with Saul in Michmas and in the hill country of Bethel, and 1,000 were with Jonathan in Gibeah of Benjamin. The rest of the troops he sent away, each one to his tent. Now Jonathan struck down the garrison of the Philistines that was in Geba, and the Philistines heard of it. So Saul blew the shofar throughout the country, saying, "Let the Hebrews hear." All Israel heard the news. Saul had struck down the garrison of the Philistines, so Israel has become a stench to the Philistines. Then the people were summoned to Saul at Gilgal. Meanwhile, the Philistines assembled themselves to fight with Israel. 30,000 chariots, 6,000 horsemen and troops as numerous as the sand on the seashore. They marched up and camped in Michmas, east of Beth Aven. When the men of Israel saw that they were in trouble, because the people were hard-pressed, they hid in caves, thickets, cliffs, crevices, and pits. Some of the Hebrews even crossed over the Jordan to the land of Gad and Gilead. But as for Saul, he was still in Gilgal, but all the people following him were trembling. So he waited 7 days, the time set by Samuel. But Samuel had not come to Gilgal, so the people began to scatter from him. Then Saul said, "Bring me the burnt offering and the fellowship offerings." So he offered the burnt offering. But as soon as he had finished offering the burnt offering, behold, Samuel arrived. Saul went out to meet and greet him. But Samuel asked, "What have you done?" Saul replied, "Because I saw that the people were scattering from me, and that you had not come within the appointed days, and that the Philistines were assembling at Michmas, I thought, 'Now the Philistines are about to advance against me at Gilgal, but I have not yet entreated the Lord.' So I forced myself and offered the burnt offering." Samuel said to Saul, "You have acted foolishly by not keeping the commandment of the Lord your God, which he commanded you. For now, the Lord would have established your kingship over Israel forever. But now your kingship will not last. The Lord has sought for himself a man after his own heart. So the Lord will appoint him as ruler over his people, because you have not guarded what the Lord commanded you." Samuel then departed and went up from Gilgal to Gibeah of Benjamin. Then Saul numbered the troops that were with him, about 600 men. Now Saul and his son Jonathan and the people that were present with them were staying in Gibeah of Benjamin, while the Philistines encamped in Michmas. Raiders started to come out from the camp of the Philistines in three detachments. One detachment turned toward Ophrah, to the land of Shual. Another detachment turned toward Beth Horon, and a third detachment turned toward the border road overlooking the Zeboim Wadi toward the wilderness. Now, no blacksmith could be found throughout all the land of Israel, for the Philistines said, "Otherwise the Hebrews will make swords or spears." So all the Israelites had to go down to the Philistines, each to sharpen his plowshare, his sickle, his axe, or his hoe. The price of sharpening was 2/3 of a shekel for the plowshares, the sickles, and the 3-pronged forks or the axes, or to set the ox goads. So it came about on the day of battle, there was no sword or spear to be found in the hand of any of the troops that were with Saul and Jonathan. Only Saul and his son Jonathan had them. Then the garrison of the Philistines went out to the pass of Michmas. That was 1 Samuel 12 and 13. Now the portion from the writings is Psalm 54 and Psalm 55. For the director of music, with stringed instrument, a maskil of David. When the Ziphites had gone to Saul and said, "Is not David hiding among us?" "Save me, O God, by your name. Vindicate me by your might. Hear my prayer, O God. Listen to the words of my mouth. Arrogant foes are attacking me. Ruthless people are trying to kill me. People without regard for God. Surely God is my help. The Lord is the one who sustains me. Let evil recoil on those who slander me. In your faithfulness, destroy them. I will sacrifice a freewill offering to you. I will praise your name, Lord, for it is good. You have delivered me from all my troubles, and my eyes have looked in triumph on my foes. For the director of music with stringed instruments, a maskil of David. Listen to my prayer, O God. Do not ignore my plea. Hear me and answer me. My thoughts trouble me and I am distraught because of what my enemy is saying, because of the threats of the wicked, for they bring down suffering on me and assail me in their anger. My heart is in anguish within me. The terrors of death have fallen on me. Fear and trembling have beset me. Horror has overwhelmed me. I said, "Oh, that I had the wings of a dove. I would fly away and be at rest. I would flee far away and stay in the desert. I would hurry to my place of shelter, far from the tempest of the storm. Lord, confuse the wicked, confound their words, for I see violence and strife in the city. Day and night they prowl about on its walls. Malice and abuse are within it. Destructive forces are at work in the city. Threats and lies never leave its streets. If an enemy were insulting me, I could endure it. If a foe was rising against me, I could hide. But it is you, a man like myself, my companion, my close friend, with whom I once enjoyed sweet fellowship at the house of God, as we walked about among the worshippers. Let death take my enemies by surprise. Let them go down alive to the realm of the dead, for evil finds lodging among them. As for me, I call to God, and the Lord saves me. Evening, morning, and noon, I cry out in distress, and he hears my voice. He rescues me unharmed from the battle waged against me, even though many oppose me. God, who is enthroned from of old, who does not change, he will hear them and humble them, because they have no fear of God. My companion attacks his friends. He violates his covenant. His talk is smooth as butter, yet war is in his heart. His words are more soothing than oil, yet they are drawn swords. Cast your cares on the Lord, and he will sustain you. He will never let the righteous be shaken. But you, God, will bring down the wicked into the pit of decay. The bloodthirsty and the deceitful will not live out half their days. But as for me, I trust in you." That was Psalm 54 and Psalm 55. And our final portion today from the apostles is from Mark chapter 9, verse 30 through verse 50. They left from there and passed through the Galilee. Yeshua didn't want anyone to know, for he was teaching his disciples and telling them, "The Son of Man is going to be delivered into the hands of men, and they will kill him. And after he is killed, 3 days later he will rise up." But the disciples did not understand this statement, and they were afraid to question him about it. Then they came to Capernaum. And when Yeshua was in the house, he began to ask the disciples, "What were you discussing on the way?" But they kept quiet, because on the way they had argued with one another about who was the greatest. Sitting down, he called the 12 and said to them, "If any man wants to be first, he shall be least of all and a servant of everyone." Taking a small child, he set him in the midst of them. And taking him in his arms, he said to them, "Whoever welcomes one of these children in my name welcomes me, and whoever welcomes me welcomes not me, but the one who sent me." John said to him, Teacher, we saw someone driving out demons in your name, and we tried to stop him because he wasn't following us. But Yeshua responded, Don't stop him. No one who does a miracle in my name will be able soon afterward to speak evil about me. He who is not against us is for us. For whoever gives you a cup of water to drink in my name, because you belong to Messiah, amen, I tell you, he will never lose his reward. But whoever causes one of these little ones who trust in me to stumble, it would be better for him to have a heavy millstone put around his neck and to be thrown into the sea. And if your hand causes you to stumble, cut it off. It is better for you to enter into life crippled than having two hands to go to Gehenna, into the unquenchable fire. And if your foot causes you to stumble, cut it off. It is better for you to enter life lame than having your two feet to be thrown into Gehenna. If your eye causes you to stumble, tear it out. It is better for you to enter the kingdom of God with one eye than having two eyes to be thrown into Gehenna, where their worm does not die and the fire is not quenched. For everyone will be salted with fire. Salt is good, but if the salt becomes unsalty, with what will you flavor it? Have salt in yourselves and keep shalom with one another. That was Mark 9:30 through 50. If you're reading through the Apostolic Scriptures or the New Testament twice this cycle, you would also be reading 1 Corinthians chapter 6 today. This is Harriet with Daily Bread for Busy Moms. Shavuot Tov. Have a blessed new week with the Lord and with His Word. Shalom from Yerushalayim. Until next time. Hashem, bless you from